going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Joe, I'm getting the feeling like you're in a mood today, man. What you're doing musically, man. Sometimes music tells our mood. And if I analyze this, you're kind of in a funky mood today, man. You know? If you start dancing over there, you know me. Ask Ed. I will sneaky video you and post it.
That's not happening.
I will sneak video you and post that bad boy.
You won't even sneak it.
Yeah, it musically sounds like he's in a mood today, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Joe feeling frisky today. 410-583-1057, that's the number. We want to hear from you. You are Eric DaCosta. The clock is ticking in round one. What do you do? Ed Norris, what do you do?
Well, I like them to stay where they are, because they do very well with draft picks. They don't have to give up any draft picks. Stay where they are, because there may be some people back there that they can find. I hope he fills a need. That's all I want to do, fill a need. Either one is, you know, Josh Simmons from Ohio State or Donovan Jackson, both from Ohio State. One's a tackle, one will probably be a guard in the NFL. They have needs for both. So and left guard, obviously, is a vacancy. We need that filled, and they should be available. So I hope he does that. If not, I'd love to see him get Amunwori from South Carolina.
I'm going to play along. Just looking at what I think is going to be there. With pick number 27, the Baltimore Ravens select Malachi Starks, safety, yeah. University of Georgia. That's Starks what I'm going
too.
With. Yep. That's what I'm going with. I don't think my guy, just because I'm not lucky enough for Nick to be available. To the Baltimore Ravens. I think the Vikings, who have the 24th pick, if they don't make any moves, they need a safety. I think they will get them. Somebody else needs a safety I can't think of right now. Don't Tampa Bay Buccaneers need a safety? Safety or corner?
I think it's corner.
Corner, okay. Now. They may need a corner.
Yeah.
I just think with I think the Vikings, if the Vikings don't make any moves, they get them. Now, if the Vikings make a move, Ed, then he may fall. But I think other than that, I'm going right now with Malachi Starks out of Georgia. And I always say this. Well, I don't always say this. For recently, I say this. You have a Georgia defender, you're good to go.
Absolutely. Look at the Eagles.
You're good to go, man. Georgia defenders, when you get here, yeah. You look at Starks and say, Starks, we need more like you. Those Georgia defenders, man, are no jokes. Kirby Smart's brings in some defenders. Yeah. All these guys get drafted, so I don't mind that. You're talking about Donovan Jackson, though. If we don't pick him up, I think the Detroit Lions scoop him up. I don't think he goes before us, though. Maybe the Lions get him. Kansas City needs offensive linemen, I think.
Lions have a great offensive line, though. I mean, they'd like to keep it that way, I'm sure. But I've seen people, you know, have him mocked up for that. But they have a good offensive line.
Did they lose anybody?
They may have.
I think they lost a player, too. And you're right, though. They do have a great line. I mean, I'm not taking anything away from their running backs or their quarterback, but they're back there making sandwiches sometime. Seriously. Yeah. Goff is back there making sandwiches sometime.
But I do think that you excuse me, talk about the Bucs. Back to them for a second. They definitely need corners. So that's, most sites they see, as we talked about, have them picking a cornerback.
I knew they needed a DB. I didn't remember what was corner or safety.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. People ask me, do you think EDC trades? The Ravens are not picking before pick number 27. Meaning if Eric DaCosta trades, Ed, he trades backwards, not forwards.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. I think they'll stand pat. If they don't, I can see them, trading back. Because who do we see that is so valuable or so coveted by the Ravens that they're willing to give up some draft picks, which they really covet? I don't see it, because it's not like there's this glaring need. Like, we have nobody, we have nobody at this position. Our tight end room is empty, or pick a position. And they see, they get Warren from Penn State or something. No, we don't have that issue. So I just think they're going to take the best player available when it comes down to them. It'll probably be around midnight.
I'll spot a player, hypothetically speaking. If the Ravens move up, and this is going to take tremendous draft capital because it's going to take top 15 pick. If they move up, it's because they covered a guy like Mykel Williams. Again, another Georgia guy.
Yeah.
Mykel Williams will go top 15 pick because they don't believe in the future of their edge rushers. You have aging edge rushers, and you have an edge rusher who's in the final year of his contract you may not want to pay. Mm-hmm. So the only way I see them moving up is a future investment in getting a guy like Mykel Williams. And the reason why I spot him, because I don't think they'll move up. Well, not only that, I don't think they'll move up top 10 for his teammate, Jalen Walker. He's going to be top 10 pick. I don't think they'll move up, definitely don't think they'll move up top 10 to go get a guy like Abdul Carter. The draft capital that it takes to move up that high is just too much.
Abdul Carter, he's predicted to go really high.
Yeah, he's top 3 pick. Yeah. So I think a guy that's sustainable, a guy that's reachable for them is more of a top 15 guy like Mykel Williams because it's not as much draft capital.
Mykel Williams may go high too.
You think so?
Yeah, just because edge rushes are so important now, and he's one of the best.
I
can see him going.
I'm like you. I go mock draft. I don't pretend that I watch college football all the time, but I don't pretend that I'm a draft expert.
Right, because we don't watch college film.
Right, I don't watch film.
Sit down like the scouts do and just watch these guys in depth. Look at the technique, look at this, look at that, and then see all the games they've played, not just the ones that have been on television.
And going by the mocks, many people have him going to the 49ers at pick number 11.
Who, Williams?
Yeah, Williams, Mykel Williams. So that's why I say top 15.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Well,
that's the only position.
Excited.
That's the only position I see the Ravens moving up on. I want to be watching the draft from Nats Park.
Are you really?
I got to drive down there. I ain't driving. Uber. I got to get down there and I got to leave tonight with the Orioles for Detroit. So I had to meet
cool.
I had to meet them there. Yeah. I said I have to. I get to.
You flying out tonight?
I'm flying out tonight with them to Detroit.
Okay. Cool.
You have to get there a day before the game.
Right.
Right.
Travel day.
Right. So I could have either got a plane on my own where I had to go to the airport, through the airport, or go down with them and fly with them. Right. I choose B.
I choose B.
410-583-1057. That's the number. We want to hear from you. You get to play general manager. The clock is ticking. Pick number 27. Who do you get? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
8:16 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So Ed Norris, I had to be inclusive. I had to go over to Mix 106 and ask them to give me a pick. They said Daniel Jackson. So I searched and there actually is a Daniel Jackson, a 5'11 wide receiver out of Minnesota, but he's projected to be a priority free agent. And I went over to 101.9 FM and they gave me the name of Sean Williams. There is no such Sean Williams in this year's draft, according to Google. Google said, what? Google's like, yeah, man, come on, stop playing. Let's go out to Brandon in East Baltimore. What's up, Brandon?
What's going on, fellas? Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Brandon's over East. What's up, man? What's on your mind? Pick number 27. Who you go?
I'm staying with the safety, Malachi Starks. If one of the best offensive linemen, whether it's a guard or a tackle, isn't there, I'm going to stay with the safety.
But you like also, Malachi. All right.
Yeah, I like him. I'm going to pair him up in the future with Kyle. In the back end of the draft, I'm going to trade some of them picks maybe to move up second, third round. Some really good depth there as far as offensive linemen. And lastly, just giving a shout-out to Sagano last night. The way he gave up those three runs in the first inning and to come back and compete and battle.
He showed me some grit
last night.
He showed some grit. He showed some grit.
That was really good to see. So I listen to you guys off air. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks a lot, Brent. I agree. He showed some grit, but he likes the Malachi Stark pick as well. Trey and Joppa with the 27th pick overall. Who are you with?
First of all, we have a trade.
Okay.
We have a trade.
All right, we got a trade. Trade of the day. Go ahead.
I'm going out on a limb, and we're trading up for either Jalen Walker or Mike Green. We're going out on a limb. We're going to do something different. Get away from the status quo. I think we a game changer away. And guess what?
Trey, can I tell you something, Trey?
Go ahead.
I got word that Green, who I love, might be black dotted by the Ravens.
I would bet money that he
for some off the field character issues.
Yeah,
I'm not doubting it. I'm just I'm just trying to think.
Because I like him too, Trey. That's my guy. I like him. He's my number two pass rusher behind Abdul Carter.
Yep. And I'm even willing to throw in Mark Andrews. I'm even willing to throw in Mark Andrews.
you just want somebody. Appreciate that, man. Let's go to Kai in Reisterstown. What's up, Kai?
What's up, fellas? Look, man, the first thing I want to do is trade out of that pick. I like Malachi Starks, but I don't think he's going to be there, Rob. Somebody's going to get that kid. He can play. And if they don't get him, I can see us getting him. But you got two guys like Kevin Winston. He missed some time last year, but I watched him against Ohio State.
Yeah.
He can play, and you can get him for a value pick. So that's a good safety to have. And like the guy before me said, I like to use some of them comp picks because that's what we best at. Eric Nikosic, they know how to use them comp picks, and that's where the value at, in my opinion.
Well, they messed up when they let them trade comp picks, Ed. They messed up.
Yeah.
You can give me a comp pick, and I don't have to keep it? All right. All right, they messed up. Our man Brian in Owings Mills. What's up, Brian?
Wow. Brian. Hey, guys. What's going on?
Not much, man.
Good hearing you guys. They better not get a safety. I know that much. I'm tired of the safety. This experiment is getting quite annoying, man. You got some defensive tackles there that might be there. You got Walter Nolan from Ole Miss might be there. Grant might be there.
I like him. Ole Miss kid.
Yeah, I do too. You got Grant, you know what I'm saying, from Michigan. And then don't forget the kid from Toledo, Alexander, whatever his name is. And then you got those four picks, the 27-34. Man, listen, this is what you do. You take Andrews, you take those four picks you got, and then in next year's draft, and you get the Patriots a call, and you see if you can get that corner that I wanted that we didn't get over Flowers last year. That's what I make a move for because we need another corner. I don't like the kid Wiggins. Sorry, that was a reach, and that's basically it. And then if you can, you know, you got two sixes, why not maybe give the Jets a call and see if you get the kid that just came back from the surgery because I like them. And that's who I wanted the Ravens to get.
I don't think they're gonna be two sixes for that though, Brian. But I like the other moves though. I do. Let's go to Eldersburg and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
So, guys, I want to try to change your mind real quick about moving up instead of staying where we are. I think the Ravens should move up into the top 10. The reason why I think they should do that is because, one, they have the draft capital with one of the most picks. If they do that, they're probably not just going to get a great player. They're probably going to get a Hall of Fame player because that's what the Ravens draft when they're drafting the top 10 of the first. And I think they should probably give up something like this year's first, next year's first, this year's second, and next year's second to do that. And if anybody's out there saying that's probably too much to move up for one of those players in that position, just remember, Eric DaCosta and Ozzy, since 2012, when it comes to a second-round pick, the best player they've drafted is Torrey Smith, who's an above-average wide receiver at best. So whoever we have picked this year for second and next year second-round pick.
You don't think Ray Rice was a good second-round pick?
It didn't really turn out to be a great pick in
It was a great pick. Just because of how it ended? Are you kidding me? He's one of the best running backs in the league.
Somebody is how it ended, how their career went.
But you can't, you can't go by how it ended, what he was.
So
was
O.J. Simpson not a great running back?
Exactly. I disagree with that. I mean, you can talk about how it ended. You can give me character and all those things. But to say Ray Rice was a great pick.
Other than Jamal Lewis, he's probably the best we ever had. You could argue Priest Holmes, but he actually blossomed later. I just think he's the best running back we've had.
He was a three-time Pro Bowler when Pro Bowls mattered. He had four consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. Mm-hmm. Even with the way it ended with averaging 3.1 yards a carry, he averaged 4.3 for his career. Ah, man, that was a great pick. For a second rounder? I disagree with that. Let's go to Money Man in Baltimore. What's up, man?
Man, good morning, man. How y'all doing, man?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm great. The boss ain't around, so I could jump on the phone line real quick, man. Good job, man. So, listen, this is what I'm going to do, man, at 27, right? If I can remember, and y'all could quote me if I'm wrong, Eric DaCosta or Harbaugh, one of them said, man, that if the season started today, man, we could start with our team that we got and compete, correct?
Yes.
All right. So, with the first pick, I'm going – best available pass rusher, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to call up our man who delivered us, Lamar Jackson. If I'm wrong, it was Philly, right? They GM up in Philly. We traded back in the first round and got Lamar, right?
Yes.
I'm going to call him up again, and I'm going to give him out this year's second, this year's third, and I'm trading back to the first round, and I'm trading to get best available pass rusher, quarterback, or safety. And for anybody that's out there that's thinking that's crazy, really I would go pass rusher because we were having for 5 years, right? Mm-hmm. We would put absolutely nothing but heat on the defensive line.
Hey, Money Man. Money Man, yes, you got to stop playing Madden, bro.
Who, me? No, I'm serious.
I think you are serious. I'm not questioning whether or not you're serious. I'm just saying you got to stop playing Madden, bro. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, man, what's going on with y'all?
Not much, man. What's going on with you?
Nah, man, I feel like I'm under the weather a little bit, but I'll be all right. Yeah, the other day I said Malachi Starks, right? But I changed my mind because I see the Dolphins, they picking ahead of us for real, and I think they're going to try to get a safety. But I'm tired of all these fans keep talking about pass rushing, man. Like, we ain't getting no good pass rusher at 27, so I ain't going to lie. I'm going to switch it up, man. Let's go ahead and get Luther Burton in here. Like, hey. More firepower. Remember that year when we drafted Zay Flowers and we signed it Odell? Mm-hmm. Who else Lamar wanted? D-Hop. So now we got D-Hop. Let's add somebody else. Because, like, to be honest with you, we don't know what Bateman going to do. I ain't saying that he's going to be trash. I'm just saying, like, if he go off again this year, we don't know what Bateman might do.
Man, leave Bateman alone. Bateman legit. You just don't want to believe in Bateman, man. What'd he do to you?
No, bro. I'm saying, like, say if he, like, because, you know, he basically got, like, a bargain deal last year. So if he go off again this year, I don't know how we're going to be able to, like, I mean, I guess we can't.
He's under contract. Yeah, he's under contract. He can go off all he wants. He got next year's not the end of the contract.
We need depth, though. That's the problem. And then for that other the other caller that said we don't need a safety, come on, bro. Like, God forbid, if Kyle Hamilton go down, who else we got? We ain't got nobody.
Forget about if Kyle Hamilton goes down. You got to have somebody with Kyle Hamilton. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You need one anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, you know, I got a meeting with EDC later on, so he's going to let me know, like, the three players we're going to choose. So, you know. Oh, hey, Rob, real quick, Rob. Rashawn, man, he lied to you too earlier, man. You know, we was on a four-way call with Eric DaCosta and Jerry Jones. We trying to see if we can get Mark Andrews from Michael Parson. I don't know if it can happen, though. Maybe I'm just playing Madden like the other.
Yeah, that's what you're doing.
Man,
you play. You and Trippy, you in a forced trade mode in Madden, too. 410-583-1057 is the number. Orioles president of business operations, KD Griggs, joins us at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, we dig deep into football in the numbers game. Gordon McGinnis, right here on The Fan. 8:31 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. From PFF, he is Gordon McGinnis. What's going on, Gordon?
How's it going, guys?
Doing well, man. Doing well. Listen, Ed and I both would love to have a pass rusher for the Baltimore Ravens in the first round, but at pick 27, I don't know if that's the best player for them. However, safety may be more viable. Per the numbers at that pick, who would be the best safety?
I think, you know, they can sit in their spot and they can see which position falls. The guy who, you know, every mock draft analyst has been having slide to them for the past month now is Malachi Starks from Georgia. And, you know, I think there's two safeties that can go in the first round. I think Starks is a better fit for what they need on defense than Nick Eamon-Worry from South Carolina. So if it is going to be a safety at 27, I would expect it to be Starks.
Assuming he's available. A lot of people have offensive linemen going to the Ravens, too. You know, we certainly have a needed left guard. And I've seen Josh Simmons' name come up and Donovan Jackson. I've also seen the Lions going with Donovan Jackson for offensive line help, although they've had a great line. They're just getting better. Do you see them picking up an old lineman if Starks isn't available?
I think it's possible. Like I think it really does depend. This draft in particular, more than any I can remember in recent years, is going to be a lot about, like, where teams have rankings on players. Like, I think the 15th to 60th ranked player in this draft can be all over different team boards. So it's entirely possible that a guy who is like a mid-second rounder for most people, you know, could be a first rounder for a team. And, you know, the guard spots for the Ravens last year were, I think, a critical enough issue that addressing it in the first two rounds of the NFL draft would make perfect sense.
Gordon McGinnis joins us from PFF. Gordon, you wrote about this on the website. If you're not a quarterback selected in the first round, chances are you may have to wait a couple of rounds because quarterbacks don't go often in the second.
Yeah, I mean, it's what we've seen over the past 4 or 5 years is that, you know, the teams have been aggressive in the first round, and then if they don't take a guy in the first round, they fall at least until the third. I think it was 2 second-round guys over the past 4 years. And then in last year's draft, we'd 6 go in the first round and then none until the fifth round. So this class, I think, will test that theory a little bit because I think after Cam Ward, the next 3 guys are all players who easily could be someone that teams trade up into the first round for. I think we've seen all 3 of Jalen Milroe, Jackson Dart, and Stuart Sanders be guys that go in the first round. But also we've seen mock drafts come out recently that have all 3 of those guys fallen. And I do think if those guys fall out the first round, at least 1 or 2 of those would probably wind up going in the second.
One of the positions that we haven't talked about, and I don't think we've talked about even on the show very much, is inside linebacker, because Trenton Simpson is just not... We have 1 outstanding linebacker and 1 that's a work in progress who's good but not great. Any chance they go linebacker, like the guy, the kid at UCLA, was it Schlesinger? Something like that in a surprise move?
It would surprise me in the first round, but like I said earlier, like, you know, it very much depends where teams have players ranked. And I do think at linebacker, this is a class whereby you have the top couple of guys. You know, you have Jihad Campbell from Alabama, and then there's another couple of guys like Schlesinger from UCLA, Demetrius Knights from South Carolina. And the position does fall off very, very quickly in this draft. Yeah. So if you do want to be able to find a day one starter, and maybe the Ravens do because of how they used Trenton Simpson towards the end of last year, I think it was probably very telling about how they view him right now. Mm-hmm. At that point, you probably are going to have to draft a linebacker maybe earlier than you would like if you want them to contribute early on.
Okay. Yeah, here with Gordon McGinnis from PFF. Gordon, Boise State's Ashton Jeanty is going in the first round. We know that. But Bama, Georgia, Texas, LSU, Texas A&M, it's the same usual prospects. The Power Five normally rule the first round.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen over the past few years, it's rare for guys from non-Power 5, Power 4 schools and non-FBS schools to go in the first round. This year, Jeanty, as you said, he has gone in the first round. We know that. I do think it does make things interesting, though, for Gray Zabel on the offensive line coming from North Dakota State, and think, you know, with how the offensive line and guys that have gone battle-tested against SEC and Big Ten defenses for 4 years, how NFL teams will weigh that up there. And then even a guy like Mike Green from Marshall in a deep pass rushing class, you know, I could see a lot more of the Power 4 school guys coming off the board before he does.
Is there anybody in this? The Ravens don't have a history of moving up very often, you know, making trades at the, you know, during the draft and moving up. Is there anybody that you see them possibly doing that for, where they have I don't see any glaring needs, but somebody that's so attractive they might even do that?
I could see it on the edge of the defense. Like, one of the things I think everyone talked about after the playoff loss was the past three playoff games, they haven't forced a turnover on defense. And I think going and finding a pass rusher who would force opposing offenses to game plan for them on a weekly basis instead of, you know, the guys we have just now are good, not great, I think, edge rushers.
Right.
And I think if you see someone slide a little bit, like maybe a Donovan Isaraku from Boston College, if he maybe falls into like the mid-20s, I could see the Ravens maybe trying to jump up 3, 4, or 5 spots to go and grab someone like him.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
He had 16.5 sacks last year, too.
Gordon McGinnis joins us from PFF. Gordon, we talk about, it seems like the people on the outside look at how this draft isn't very sexy because of the lack of the great quarterbacks. However, you believe that days 2 and 3 will yield some immediate contributors to NFL teams.
I think so, yeah. And I think probably even more so than other drafts. We heard Eric DaCosta hint at this as well, that this is a deep draft class, although it's not one that's necessarily elite at the top. And every single year we see guys come in and contribute. We saw Roger Rosengarten start most of the entire season for the Ravens at right tackle last year. We saw guys like Drew Phillips for the New York Giants contribute as a defensive back as a day two, day three pick last year. So in a draft class this deep, where you have multiple selections in the third and fourth round, there are, if you're not looking for, you know, quarterbacks at that spot, you can go and find guys who can come in and play 500-plus snaps, who can start for most of the season for you. It's definitely the right draft to be looking for some additional starters, I think.
We know the names of the edge rushers. You don't always hear the names of the interior linemen, but this is not – it doesn't seem bad because there's a couple that were slated to be picked in the first round. They could use help there as well because the pressure up the middle is kind of what they do. Any of these defensive tackles you like?
Yeah, one of the names I've seen that has been sliding a lot in mock draft recently is Walter Nolan from Mississippi.
He's like the guy, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, we have him ranked, I think, as the eighth-ranked player in the class. I saw one of the mock drafts. I can't remember if it was, I think it was Daniel Jeremiah last night that had him falling all the way out of the first round. And he's a guy, I think, as much as the interior isn't a glaring need for the Ravens, that would be a tremendous value pick at 27, and you know, they're always very happy to sit and wait for value to come to them.
Gordon, tell folks how to follow you on social media for draft coverage.
Yeah, you'll find me on X, PFF _Gordon, and you'll find all of our PFF draft show coverage on the PFF YouTube channel.
Hey, thanks a lot, Gordon. Appreciate your time, my man.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
Thanks, Gordon.
All right. Katie Griggs joins us. She is with the Baltimore Orioles. She's the president of business operations. She'll tell us what's going on, not only with the Masson, the new app, also fan appreciation coming up as well. But on the other side of the noise, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah. I'm going to give it to an NBA coach whose nickname is the Psycho, and apparently he's aptly named.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovels next.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text. 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
Celtics head coach Chuck Daly. Now, for people that aren't familiar with him, if you're not an NBA fan, but he was very young. He's in his mid-30s. He was an assistant coach with them. His nickname, he played for West Virginia, I believe, and his nickname was the Psycho. Well, I'm going to give you a little glimpse into this guy, and we'll talk a little bit more. But he actually said this about Kristaps Porzingis.
See how I think he can control his environment really well with how he handles the crowd and how he handles the physicality of it, and he can maintain his kind of his poise, and he just has a great way about him, and I think that helps us. And like, yeah, I do. I love watching him. I like watching him bleed on the court. I think it's important. And then he, you know, he comes back in and does his job. So I do like that about him.
Well, that's okay. He likes that Porzingis bled on the court. He thinks it's good for him. And in context, you can understand. He seems like he's obsessed with blood. And I'm just curious about this because I don't know where he got the nickname from, frankly. But hearing that, and then when he got his ring October of last year, he came out during the introduction and kissed the court, the parquet floor. He was asked what it tasted like. Blood. I wish it did. He wished the floor, the NBA floor in Boston, tasted like blood. That's his desire. And he thinks it's good that Porzingis was bleeding on the court. I just find this really odd the way he expresses himself. But apparently no one else is. I just I don't know much about Missoula, but they equate to like Jeopardy, the most predictable thing of all time for 500, Alex. And that'd be him saying things like this.
Joe LaCroix, you got a shovel for us?
Yeah, I got one. I'm going to give it to Nintendo. Okay. So they have a new Nintendo Switch coming out. It's $450.
For a Nintendo Switch?
Yes.
Wow.
And it's not, like, technically speaking, it's not really any different than the one that they have out right now that you can get for $200 or $250.
Yeah.
So everybody started complaining about it, and they're like, this is ridiculous. You guys are supposed to be the one company that you can get, like, a affordable console for. Like, I think a PS5 is, like, $600.
It's pretty expensive.
Yeah, for, like, that's, like, the most storage space or whatever. Right. So, yeah. And then they complain about the games are $80. A controller is $60.
PS5, the show wasn't $80.
Yeah. This is like
maybe
the new
60.
Yeah, the new Mario Kart game that sometimes is $80. And they said, oh, well, we're sorry about that, but we're not changing the price. Price is the price, and it goes on pre-sale. I think today, actually.
Let's see how they're doing sales.
I think it's going to be a complete disaster.
You think so?
And well, especially because just the way that the tariffs are working and things like that now, too. They make all these computer chips are made in the middle in Eastern Asia. Yeah. So it's going to be wild. I mean, that's one of the things I hate is people just waiting out like outside of places to just try to buy like three or four of these things at the same time and then resell them on eBay for
$1,000. It's so wild you just said this. I see a kid on a bicycle in my driveway. Two days ago, with a backpack. Can't remember his name. Like Alex. It was amazing. Alex. Alex's Market says on the backpack. This kid is probably about 10. He's riding the neighborhood, knocking on doors, selling snacks out of his backpack.
That's wild.
What? You know what he's saving for? Because I asked him, so what
for
are you doing?
For a Nintendo Switch?
100%.
Wow.
Yep. He made like $50 that day. He's saving up for his Nintendo.
Well,
it's just wild
working.
You mentioned that.
But
yeah.
At least he's working.
Oh, I was impressed.
Yeah, I am. Can't knock his hustle.
Entrepreneurial spirit.
That's right.
He's got a little bag with water in it and Pringles and snack, all kinds of candy bars.
See, a situation like that, I'd buy something even if I didn't want it, just because he's got that kind of hustle.
That's exactly what Celeste did. She gave him $2 and didn't take anything.
Yeah. I don't even want it. Yeah. My shovel goes to Major League umpire C.B. Bucknell. This guy's been around for 29 years now. He's 62 years old. And I saw the article that you're talking about, Ed, which is ridiculous. His accuracy rate is expected to be 95. It was 91 this game. His call strike accuracy is supposed to be 95. It's 92 this game. He is, if not one of, the worst umpire in all of baseball. Last night, Gunnar Henderson had a check swing. And from the naked eye, it didn't look like he crossed the plate. Then they showed it from the side view, the dugout view, and he didn't cross the plate. Why is that called by the home plate umpire? Why did you not seek help with the third plate base umpire? Brandon Hyde, if you read his lips, he wasn't happy about it. Then, later on in the game, eighth inning, you got Woods up at the plate, and he throw one right down the heart of the plate, and he called ball two. Later on, Wood would walk and extend the inning. The out that ended up being a sack fly should have been out number three. But it ended up being a sack fly. The Nats take a 4-3 lead and ultimately win the game. Now, the Orioles had their issues. I'm not blaming C.B. Buckner with the 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position and leaving 12 runners on. I'm not blaming him for that. But I am blaming him for consistently sucking. He's one of the worst umpires in all of baseball, if not the worst. You're horrible, dude. He controls games. He controls outcomes of games, last night being one of them. That should have been out number three. Go to the top of the ninth inning, tie game. I'm not saying the Nats wouldn't have won it in the bottom of the ninth, and not saying the Nats would have won it in extras. But I am saying the Orioles don't go up trailing one because of your life. It was down the middle of the plate. It was so egregious, Ed. I'm watching MLB Network this morning, and they're showing highlights. You know what they showed as an eighth inning highlight? That no call strike. They showed it and then showed what happened after it. They don't show that if they don't believe that mattered. You don't see non-called balls and strikes being shown on highlights of national broadcast. They showed it on that because they know That call mattered. That inning should have been over. You got a tie ball game. When the umpire still talked about as a factor the next day after a game, then that's a bad thing.
Well, let me tell you, and this goes to the people who say, "Well, you shouldn't let the refs impact your win." They absolutely can. And I just, you looked at the same website I did, the Dodgers
yes.
website. I mean, they cite one game against the Mariners, and just top of the eighth, one out, runner on first, 2-2 count to the batter. Strike is called the ball. So it's like, instead of having the guy out, now it's, a strike is called a ball, just like you said, the one down the middle of the plate that was called a ball. Same thing, Mookie Betts, one out, base is empty, 2-2 count, ball is called a strike, now he's out. So, I mean, this is all in one game.
Yeah.
So you miss these calls, and it certainly impacts the game.
Unbelievable. C.B. Buckner, you suck, dude. I hate your face. Grayson Rodriguez to resume throwing soon. We'll talk about that at 9:15. But on the other side, fan experience also. We got a lot going on with the Baltimore Orioles right now. President of Business Operations, Katie Griggs, joins us up next on The Fan.